Online Podcast 111.
Hello, y'all. How are you doing? I don't know. I like that Shilikyu liquor. How you doing? Same. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is another... I've been having a series of fairly serious a podcast about, you know, more serious issues. That's life, right? And that doesn't mean that I don't have a little crazy fun when I can. And so tonight is one of those nights where we are gonna go shopping with me. And you guys know I always go to Costco. Well, I don't always go to Costco, but I always seem to have the opportunity to make a podcast when I am at Costco. Perhaps Costco should sponsor me. I like to buy things in bulk. It's just, you know, a reflection of my weight also. My weight and my body also comes in bulk. I can hide it pretty well, but not on my face. You know, I have a very chubby, fat face. And, I don't know, Asians sometimes have that. No matter how skinny they are, the face is fat around. And so we should talk about body image as an Asian kid sometime in the future also. But right now what I'm doing is I'm going to take you along. We haven't done this for a while. We're going to do a sound-seeing tour to Costco purchasing. I'll tell you what I'm purchasing when we're in there. So you're going to get to follow me with this three-dimensional sound scape that you get to follow with me. I mean, you get to follow me too. I'm going out now. So I'm going to probably be not talking as much as... I washed my car today and it looks clean and shiny. I'm going to pretend like I'm going to lock my car first of all. Lock my car. And then I'm going to use my phone to pretend like I'm speaking into the phone so I can continue talking to you. So that people don't think that I'm crazy. I'm gonna need to show my Costco card. Hang on. Okay. And here I am in front of all the big screen TV. HD TV. Oh, a treadmill. Goodness gracious, so huge. I forgot where I'm heading to right now, actually. What was I gonna buy? I was gonna get two things and now I have no clue. Ramen noodles, what I mean. So I'm walking down the aisle. I'm actually close to the location where I actually had the idea of starting podcastersunite.com, which is a t-shirt, podcasting themed t-shirt website that you can purchase. Good looking t-shirt with the emphasis on podcasting. So I'm actually right around that location. I'm looking for ramen noodles. the Chinese-ness in me comes out every once in a while. I need to have ramen noodles. And I did grow up with it. I did grow up with ramen noodles. That's the staple of working parents' household. Let me see. I could not find it. I'm in the cereal aisle. Where could it be? Oh, I hate this plastic bag. I also need detergent. Okay, I don't know where ramen noodles could be. Okay, I'm gonna walk through the inside aisle, take a quick scan, and then I'm gonna walk out on the inside aisle and see if they have it anywhere. Don't you think it should be it with, maybe it's here with ketchup and stuff. Ketchup? Oh, macaroni and cheese, maybe it's over there. Oh yeah, it is, I saw it. Okay, I'm just gonna walk over to that aisle. So of course, now that I've built the t-shirt company, podcastersunite.com, plugging, I'm still not smart enough to wear those, because it's sort of an impromptu, whatchamacallit, it's an impromptu podcast, so I did not get myself prepared for it. That I'm wearing my t-shirt while I'm doing this. Okay, so here it is in front of me, ramen variety pack. $3.69, good deal. Okay. Oh, it's smaller pack now too. Oh, it's taller. Maybe it used to be bigger. 18. 36 pack looks like. And I'm walking over to the pharmacy. I'm not gonna go to the pharmacy, but oh, where do you have the clothing detergent crap? Laundry. Where is laundry? Isn't this fun? I remember, do you guys remember Special Delivery Mark, who's a podcaster as well as a listener of Archer Radio. He emailed me several times, and that was during the time that I just purchased my, stereo microphone, my 3D whatever you call it, the binaural microphone. And so he commented that he said that the sound quality was great, but where the hell is long? Oh my goodness, don't tell me it's all the way in the back now. Oy. Maybe it is, and it's heavy too, and then I have to hang up because I don't have any hands to hang on to the ramen noodle package, as well as as well as the laundry detergent. So where was I? I was talking about Special Delivery Mark. I haven't listened to his podcast. I should, but I haven't had time. But when I do have time, I might. Because he asked me about all this equipment, technical questions, and he listened to my, oh, here it is. Just a bit tied. All the way back here, it's so damn heavy.
Do I even want Tide? Have we been using Tide, or do we just have Costco brand of detergent? Oh, here it is. Costco brand Ultra or something or other. Oh, yeah. Free and clear. Maybe if I have my phone hang out somewhere, they would think that I'm talking on the phone. Fresh and clean, or free and clear. No dads. Should I try that one? It's cheaper. No dads, no perfumes. Maybe I should try that one. It's cheaper than the other one. 96 washes, 96 washes. Free and clear. I'll try free and clear for now. And haven't finished talking about the podcast delivery mark. Whatever. No. What? Delivery. Special delivery mark. And he was, again, for the 1,000th time, he was asking me for technical advice. Oh well, really, just, maybe I should get some socks. Oh my gosh, I can never finish this story. Should I get more socks? Maybe I should. Because I'm so lazy to do laundry, I have like 10,000 socks now. Because when I run out of socks, I buy new ones. Not really, but... Oh, this is not a stick though. Is this not the same kind? Dry power. Is it the same kind? Maybe it is. Oh, I hope I didn't get the wrong kind. Oh, yeah. And part of the reason why I wanted to talk about special delivery mark is because he gets to experience the whole slew of podcasts that I was doing at that time, which is finding the opportunity. Oh my gosh, I'm running out of breath. I hope you can, wish you can see me right now with all those boxes up to my chin. Oh my goodness, I see Senseo. Philip Senseo. Who do you think of? No meta, no meta. So if you don't know who I'm talking about, you probably wouldn't understand what meta means also. But anyway, I'll finish talking about special delivery mark and go to the supposedly few items aisle. Supposedly, really. Goodness. Okay, maybe I'll just move down here to the regular aisle. But what I was gonna tell you is, special delivery mark. Special delivery mark called me. He not called me, but he emailed me. He emailed me about my new microphone that he's thinking about purchasing to do his podcast. I don't know what he did. That's why I need to listen to his podcast. But he called me. He said, you know, sound quality is great, blah blah blah, but you always go shopping, so I'm not into shopping kind of podcasts. So, anyway, but really, obviously, he hasn't been listening much to my podcast. But I mean, you don't have to watch the podcast, I don't care. You can choose whichever podcast you like to listen to. I hope you can hear me. And, so, which is funny, and today somebody emailed me about the sound professional microphones too, and that's why I'm using these microphones to do the show today. Goodness, I'm tired. Time to keep quiet for now. Just listen to the sound surrounding me.
Just here, right?
Thank you. Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
嗯哼。So what are we doing on the 20th?
Out of town.
Yeah, right. You said you didn't know.
No, I don't have time to go to Atlanta.
Thank you.
Hold on. You trying to get out the door?
Oh, wrong. I grabbed the wrong receipt. I grabbed the signed part instead of the, you know, the other part. I'm gonna call my brother, tell him that I'll be a little late. Oh, screw it. I just don't care anymore. See if he answers.
Good.
Howdy, Costco. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Howdy, Costco. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Which, by the way, for all the listeners out there, I'm actually just placed a call to my brother and taking Chinese dinner order. I'm excited to climb a new thing. Hey, what is your phone order? Sorry. So then, okay, I'll keep you posted. So that was a conversation. Some of you might understand it, some of you might not. I was talking to my brother over the phone, taking the order. Oh gosh, my car keeps running away. Taking the order, Chinese food takeout. At this place that's sort of close to this Costco. Oh, where did I put the cart? Back. Oh my lord, so far away. So anyway, the little cart drop-off thingy, whatever you call it, is very far away from my car. So here we are back in the car, and there's this couple, hippie-looking couple, staring at me because I've been talking to myself since I was inside, and then we met again out here, and I'm still talking to myself. Anyway, what I was trying to say is, I just want to keep you, I'm out of breath, I want to keep you posted on what
What just happened was I called my brother and told him that I'll be late because I'm here purchasing stuff, and since the Chinese place is so close, I asked him to call and order the food so that I can go pick it up before I head over to his place. So I'm gonna stay in the parking lot and finish up this podcast with you. Oi. And of course Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year to everybody. And this is really my first show done after the New Year. Oh, somebody call. It's a Joseph. No, it's my brother. Hello?
About 15 minutes, what?
About 15 minutes, ah?
Leo, call up. I'm building me, John.
Huh. Little bit on key. On key to choose things. It's done. 15 minutes.
No, 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 no. Are we shopping?
Huh, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, what was that sound? What is that noise? Do you guys hear that? If you can hear, it means it's really good. What is that noise? Do you guys hear it? Let me open my rooftop to see if you can hear. Is it from my car? Or is it the light? Oh, it must be the street light. Okay, I'm gonna stick my head out of my car. Oh, here, it stopped. Okay, anyway. So my brother just called and said that the Chinese food will be ready in 15 minutes, so I have to kill some time here. So I'm gonna finish up my podcast. And I want to say there are three things that I couldn't recall what it was that I need to talk about. So, so I'm gonna try to remember. Oh yeah. So somebody emailed me and mentioned that my video podcast won't work. And no, not email me, but he called my comment line, which is 206-888-JOHN. You can call that too and leave me a message. But this is what I encourage you to do. If you want me to respond to you, you might want to leave your email address also by just emailing me. Because I don't know. This person, he didn't really leave a name. He mentioned that the video podcast won't work on his computer. It won't play on iTunes. The other podcast was fine. So we're fine. I don't know. I really don't know what to tell you. The format that I compressed the movies were all H.264 compression. And maybe that's why you couldn't see it. I don't know if you have the latest iTunes and the latest QuickTime to be able to view that. If you don't, you might want to go download it, but that's what I use, H.264, and I posted it both on two separate formats, .m4v as well as .mov. So those are the two formats I posted. But regardless, they are both compressed with H.264. Because I found that that's the best compression that I can do for the iPod. So that's what I've been doing, and I don't know who you are, but thank you for the comment, though. I would look into it if I know what the issue is, but I don't really know what the issue is. So if you can send me an email so I can actually correspond back a little bit, or when you get this message, you don't have to write me. Even if you get this message, just send another voice comment in here and let me know whether or not you can get it. Now, of course, the last two video posts that I posted were all with the, what you call that thing, the file format of MOV. So it's just a QuickTime MOV file, but it was compressed with H.264. So now I have time to kill. Where's my iRiver? Oh, here it is. And somebody from the UK emailed me today and asking me about the binaural microphone that I got for myself. And I think the first podcast I did was here at this Costco, that you get to hear a while ago. And I was just kind of gave up. I was like, oh, fuck, screw it. I just speak like I'm a crazy person. So I started talking to myself without putting up my microphone because I was having to carry my laundry detergent on one hand, my big ramen noodle package on one hand with package of socks, white socks, on top of my ramen noodle up to my chin, and I didn't get to really have an opportunity to put the phone up on my ears. So I'm here at the parking lot. I'm about to go over to my brother's house, so that's what it is. And there are two more things. Oh, and also I will talk about the issue of immigration. Somebody posted a comment, and I don't really want to ruin it, but I will hopefully. Now, if you are that person, I cannot recall your name, but if you're that person posting a comment about my immigration show and asking what would the solution be, I will talk about that on my next show, or not next, but my coming up shows whenever I get to do that in this studio. I will revisit that issue again and talk about what solutions. Now, whether or not I have one, okay? I'll talk about that. And then there's a third thing that I don't remember what it was now. Excuse me. So, maybe I should open up my computer and see if I can pull that up. This is like a very, very sound seeing. Well, it is a sound seeing. Very sound seeing kind of podcast today. Studio is wherever I go. The studio is me, and the studio is large, by the way. And I don't know why. I don't know why all podcasters are talking about Rob from Podcast 411 talking about putting 20 pounds over the last year. Madge Weinstein talks about that all the time, and I experience it all the time that I'm just putting on weight since I started podcasting. Oh, it's just because I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to. For me, it's because I don't have time to exercise because I have two jobs. No, I have seven jobs, really, including all this podcast stuff. So I'm looking at the, whatchamacallit? The podcast for my notes that I have written down. Did you realize I said written? Oh, there's a network called Orange. It's protected. Anyway. Yeah, Costco is protected though. And I want to say thank you to Bob for playing, for calling in. I may actually play this if I'm not too lazy, if I have time. I may play Bob's voicemail today. If not, we'll play it some other time, okay? Bob, thank you. Bob from the UK, thank you for your cute and fun gizmo voicemail. Do I have it here? I may actually play it. Let's see. Oh, I feel like I'm Adam Curry. I'm a Chinese Adam Curry. Chinese and gay Adam Curry. Can you imagine that? But my hair's not as big, though. My hair's thick, but not as big. Oi, let's go to the email and see if I am able to play Bob's voicemail.
Happy New Year from the UK! Hi John, it's Bob here in the good old UK. Just wishing you a Happy New Year. Take care. Hope you have a good one. Bye.
Thank you so much. That was so cute, Bob. Thank you so much for sending the cute message, especially with those friends of yours that's around you. But anyway, I'm here back again in the studios inserting this message to you because I know it's at the end of the program. And before I finish up the program, I would like to tell you about several things. It requires you to do some work. So this is it. I have usually have, you know, this feed that you're getting my shows from, if you're using iTunes or if you have iPods that would display color, that has a color display, you can listen to several of my shows that are coming up, which we will be talking to Suba and my brother about several paintings that they have done for one of their art shows. And instead of just talking about it, I thought that I would like to do it in an the enhanced podcast format. So that would be fun. However, some other people might not be happy because they might not get to listen to the show. If it is a format that is an enhanced podcast, it's not a format that other MP3 players would play back. Or if you don't have iTunes, you can't play back at all. So what I need you to do is add a new subscription to your feed, and that will send you an MP3 show whenever there is an MP3 show available. Well, whenever I'm doing an enhanced podcast, and to cover all listeners, I am also reposting that show in an MP3 format. All you have to do is I'll also post a link where you can go follow those pictures, and while my brother and Suba talk about them on my show. So I will give you out those information on my website. It's at onlinepodcast.com. Or I'll also quickly let you know the feed. So this is important to subscribe to it. The feed that you would want to add to your aggregate or your podcatcher is actually subscribemp3.onlinepodcast.com. And of course, if you just want to visit the website, you can also go to mp3.onlinepodcast.com. That will also bring you to the MP3 feed only podcast. Whenever I do an enhanced podcast, I will actually do a double posting so that every listeners are covered. That's all I'm going to talk about this. I'll be reminding you every time, hopefully, I do a show. And I will be going to my Podcaster Con this weekend, very soon, actually, tomorrow. You're listening to this on Thursday, so it's tomorrow that I'm leaving town. And I will hopefully see some of you there, and I will then definitely do a lot more shows while I'm there. Totally geek out this whole weekend. It's just going to be all about podcasting. So lots of fun, interesting things coming up on online podcasts. So please stay subscribed. If you haven't already done so, please go to any podcatcher, iTunes or whatever. Go subscribe it. And my feed to subscribe, you know, when you search, when you want to do a subscription, you need to tell it where to go subscribe. And it's a URL address, just like a website. It is subscribe.onlinepodcast.com. Thank you very much. And I'll just continue playing the Costco ramen noodle episode.
So check out my show next week. I will be at the Podcaster Con 2006 this weekend. So if you are there, and if you are a listener, or if you are a podcaster, happen to be listening to my show, please come up and say hello to me. I get to meet Madge Weinstein and some other people still also at the Podcaster Con 2006 at North Carolina, and maybe Senator Edwards, John Edwards. I'm going to ask him a question. Wouldn't it be funny if I go up to Senator Edwards and say, how do you talk to dead people? I don't know if you get that joke, but if you do get that joke, let me know. I just go up to Senator John Edwards and say, hey, Senator Edwards, can you tell me how do you speak? How do you cross over and talk to dead people? That's what I want to find out. So, wouldn't that be funny if I just go up there and ask him that? Especially with my recorder. I don't know if he gets it. Oh my goodness. But if you do get it, if you know what I'm talking about, I want you to drop me a comment on my show or call on my comment line, and we'll talk about that later on. Next week on my show, after I come back from the Podcaster Con. So you might be listening to a pre-recorded show on Monday, and then I may post something from Pod. I'm sure I'll be doing quite a bit of recording there, because it's supposed to be a completely geek out podcasting weekend. So I'll be doing that, and now I'm driving to the Chinese restaurant to get my foodie. So I will catch you later. Bye, ladies and gentlemen. I will see you next time and next week on my show. Goodbye, ciao, ciao, ta ta.
Bye.
And don't forget to smile. Langit biru.